This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The World Bank calls it the Great Plunge. Low oil prices for nearly 2 years now may be fine for road trips, but in Russia, Venezuela, and other oil-producing countries, it's been a disaster for national budgets. The president of Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari, is in China this week trying to cement a multi-billion-dollar loan for new infrastructure. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more on how falling oil prices have slowed down Africa's largest economy.
Nigeria faces a budget deficit of more than $11 billion this year. J. Peter Pham directs the Africa Center at the Atlantic Council in Washington. He says despite efforts to diversify,
the government is still heavily reliant on oil for well over 70% of its revenues. So the budget is a complete mess.
Nigeria is also looking to sell so-called panda bonds, denominated in Chinese yuan, to fund the deficit. Paulo Mauro with the Peterson Institute for International Economics says the Nigerian government has two choices, cut services or raise taxes.
But of course, that's going to create a drag on the economy because as taxation rises, that makes it a little bit more difficult for businesses and consumption.
After a long economic boom, last year growth slowed by half to less than 3%, not strong enough to keep up with Nigeria's growing population. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.